to focus on one particular suggestion you had about using the wonderful digital tools that are newly available for the reinvigoration of democracy. Now, they've been around for a while, but they're spreading far and wide, and more people are getting involved. We need to have an American Spring. You know, the Arab Spring, the nonviolent part of it, isn't finished yet. But we need to have an American Spring, a kind of an American Tahrir Square, nonviolent change where people from the grassroots get involved again. Not the, you know, not in the Tea Party style. That, you know, there are people who are genuinely upset in the Tea Party. I understand that. But that movement was funded with seed money from right-wing billionaires, the Koch brothers, and promoted on Fox News and turned into a stalking horse for this right-wing agenda that a lot of people have been trying to push on this country for a long time. What's sacrosanct for them is to have absolutely no tax increases on the wealthiest Americans. They're at a low level now. And to try to shrink down government so they can get it out of the way of powerful corporations and special interests so that they can have free reign. And the Supreme Court, of course, has now declared that they're persons and can make these secret contributions. I want to tell you, Keith, this country is in trouble. Our democracy has been withering on the vine. It really has been. This has been a going on for some time, but this is not an event that can be taken lightly.